And gentlemen, we are live. Today is a sad day, at least for me. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but it is the last brood journey that we will have.
Yeah, I feel sad as well.
Well, all good things come to an end, as do all bad things. In fact, everything comes to an end. But it was inevitable. So what are we going to do today? I don't actually really know, because it's sort of a look into the future, because we're all moving on to different pastures. Sebastian will be a far. Oh, we have a special guest. Isma is here. Oh. So Isma will join us now. So Sebastian should have a baby by this time next week, if the planning is okay.
Wait, is it next week already?
Yeah, apparently the D-Day, or the baby arrival day. Hello, Isma. The baby arrival day is technically on Monday, the 6th of May.
Oh my God. I can't believe it happened so fast.
What,
because
9 months?
I remember he telling us, and I can, like, it seems like it was a few days ago.
Okay, well, a word to your wife, Igor, that when you decide to go down this route, don't pressurize her by thinking that this is all a Polaroid camera experience. You press the button and then 10 seconds later the baby appears, right? It actually does take a while to become something. Yeah,
I don't understand why. It's just create a new human being. It's why it's so complicated.
Well,
so, recently I got to know that there are some classes in United States where if the mother and father, like both the partners, will go to the class and learn the pain, how this female feels, the husband should feel, and they do something like that. So it is really something different. It never happens here. But nowadays I see that when there is a baby coming out, so husband will go in the room, he will put the hand, and they say that I'm with you, something like that. I was getting, one of my friend was saying that this is happening. And we were never aware of this kind of situation, but it's going on.
Yeah, wow. Well, you see people walking dogs on strollers here, so I don't doubt it happens.
Okay. We're going to return to this topic. I do have a couple of very spontaneous, creative questions. Isma, what a pleasure to see you here on the Swan Song.
There was some change in my routine, then I could be here.
Okay, thank you.
You abandoned us. That's how I see it.
And you told me that today is the last day, but why is Brood Cafe is finished?
Well, it's finished or suspended. Well, Igor and I had a, I received, it's actually all Igor's fault. Two weeks ago, he sent me a message saying that he wanted to meet up with me 15 minutes before we kick off. And I was driving back from somewhere. I don't even know where. And I thought, well, this is going to go two ways. The bad news is he's going to pull out and move on, because it might be the time to do so. Or he's got a $1 million contract for me. and he's going to hook me up with Spencer Greenberg, his boss, and we're going to do weird and wonderful things together. That was the optimistic side. But the reality was that Igor said he has to move on to greener pastures. And then I sort of had a look at this and I thought, well, Igor's departing. Sebastian's going to have his hands full for the next foreseeable weeks when his daughter arrives, which is sometime next week. You, Isma, were sort of You indicated that you had other things to do. So that basically depleted the numbers down to me and Ritesh. And I thought, well, we can do one of two things. We can either kill Brew Journeys off and call it a day, or we can suspend it and see what happens in September, October. But I'm not sure if we can recreate the magic that we have managed to establish ourselves for ourselves. I'm not sure. Yeah. So I'm veering more to saying this is a an end of a series, an end of the road. But I'm open to being convinced of the opposite. And then we see what happens. And maybe we just do something different. And I've created an idea, albeit moves it to Saturday morning, which is works well for everything east of Europe. It doesn't bode well for everything that is west of Europe. Yeah. So, but that is a start. Yeah. So let's see where this goes. But if someone is going to convince me of the opposite, then I will happy to adapt and please and change. That's up to you guys, yeah. But Igor, it's basically your fault.
It's always my fault.
Yeah, you're used to it. So Igor, tell us about, because you said you got promoted and you're working in weird and wonderful things. So can you at least explain or tell us that the demise of Brood Journeys is because of a worthy cause, that when we go down heads held high, stiff British, no, sort of British stiff upper lip. We go down with great dignity because Igor has done or will be doing something fantastic. Igor, what is the story on your side about this crystal ball?
Yeah, so I think the main thing is that I got this sort of promotion, and now I'm involved with more projects and more responsibilities in my job. That's the drive, like the decision driver. Because now I have to prioritize, especially my mornings, because the mornings that it's a part of the day I'm most productive and creative. And then now, like back a few months ago, I would wake up, read, study what I want to study, jump to Breda, and then I would start work at 10 a.m. And now I can't do that. I have to start working earlier because I have more things that demand productivity and creativity. That's the main driver. But also I would say I have more things I want to dedicate myself in terms of learning and developing myself. Breda was very useful, of course, in terms of improving the my English skills in terms of storytelling, conversation, etc. But now, as everything, I am in a kind of plateau, which is time to reconsider what I'm doing. So I would say like those are the two reasons. First, my job and the fact I have to like use my time better, especially in the mornings, and also like being in a plateau, which is part of everything. And yeah, I don't have problems dealing with endings. I think that's part of life, and I don't think it diminishes the value of anything. The fact that something ends is just part of the cycle, you know.
Part of the journey, yeah. But it would actually be interesting to learn what Breeder could offer to meet the higher curve that you are moving to. Not that I'm going to, I don't know if it's actually realizable. I don't know, but to accompany your journey upwards, what are you actually looking for in this kind of breeder environment?
Oh yeah, so when I say about plateau is like in the big picture, improving my English skills is one of the things I look at, but there are other things. So I want to learn new stuff. I want to do maybe some more more formal education. I want to practice more jiu-jitsu. There are tons of things I want to do in my life that are not related to English, right? And then I, at least for now, I chose to put the English part a little bit aside. And that's why I don't suggest anything, because I don't see anything Brida could
No,
add value, you know.
I don't think jiu-jitsu really works in that
Yeah.
environment. Oh, we have to admit, Igor, that you live in California, so I think it's the one state in the United States where everything is officially bilingual, Spanish English or Spanish and American. So I think you live in an English-speaking environment. So I think at some point everything comes to a natural end because you're not going to be speaking less English than you are now. In fact, you said to me that you still find it interesting that you speak more Portuguese than English, but I think and your meetings are fairly sort of standardized with certain boxes of vocabulary, etc. But as time moves on, as you move on in Los Angeles in California and you start traveling more, you're not going to need breeder in that sense of the word. Yeah. But okay. Anyway, so there it is. There it is. And he rides on like the Marlboro Man into the sunset. Rikesh, of course, you and I, we are going to continue in some shape, size, or form. Watch this space. But we're talking about crystal balls. And your crystal ball contains, it's much more of a personal nature. So, do we have a wedding date? Do we have a engagement celebration? Do we have anything, or is this not the right question to ask you? Because I have a feeling your facial expression is not that positive.
Actually, you know that the date and everything is decided by family, parents, and they have not yet confirmed the date. I was hoping that it will go in this November or December, and they have not officially consulted with the priest. They will consult and they will get a date, so that is not done. So maybe next week or may maybe next month, I can say that it will be decided when. And about the engagement, that it was a ceremony that we people have started, and we have not decided at the date also, but everything is like fixed. And that does not matter, like when it is going to happen. So I'm waiting for the date, but it is not. They have not told us.
So, good evening, Sebastian. So we are basically the way I interpret this is all you have to do is sit back and relax, and then you will be told where to be at a certain time and what to say, and that is your part in the entire process, you know?
Yes, in this matter, like who will come in the marriage and what will happen and everything. If my friends and something I want to invite, I can do that. And apart from that, the personal things, like you want to plan your day and everything. So that I can do, but date and everything they will decide. So I don't have to worry about, and I can relax.
Do you have any choice in this? I mean, this is a very democratic process. You can do what you can buy any car and color you want as long as it's black, Henry Ford. Yeah.
It is done. Some people are very, very choosy, and they are very engaged in these decisions. But I think that they are doing everything good, and I don't have to take a lot of tension. Otherwise, a lot of responsibility comes on us, right? That you have to decide everything. So if they will decide and something goes wrong in the planning, they have to carry. They have to live with that. Apart from that, whatever I'm planning, that is I can do. And about my dress, about the way we'll go, and things will happen. Apart from that, those things they will take care. So it is like this in the India, most because they have something they want to do for their son and daughter. So they have more engagement in this situation than us. But we also have some choices, like we want to do certain things, and so we do that. But date and everything does not matter; they will decide.
Okay. So it's a bit different to what you did, Igor, isn't it? You just sort of booked an appointment down in City Hall, rocked up at 9:30 a.m., said, I do or I will, and then that was it. 5 minutes later, the deed was done. Yeah. You handed
Yeah,
over
the civil
yeah.
ceremony, yes, it's very simple and just a formal thing.
Right.
But no, yeah, we are doing a huge party in Brazil, and it's quite complex. But we are in the right path now. We found that's in, maybe that's something interesting for Ritesh, because in Brazil, and I would say most of countries, I'm not sure though. We have there are there is this kind of professional that will take care of everything. So you hire this professional, right? And then they will do like the job your parents are doing, Ritesh. They will take care of everything, and you'll just you just
Spend money. You pay the bills, yeah.
yeah. And you and of course you get to choose what you want, but all the boring part of like reading contracts, find service providers, making sure everything goes well on this day of the marriage, everything is taken care of this professional. So we hired one last week. So we are on the right path. Now then, the next step is find the place, but we have a good few options in our radar. But yeah, so I see the job your parents are doing and her parents are doing. It's like, what we just hired someone to do.
And one more thing, like I want to say that the place and everything, in some part of the country, like especially in the cities, you book a place and go, but like both the party will go there and they will have this marriage and everything. So we call it that mandapam or something, marriage hall. But in our area, some people they do like this, and some people what they do, they go to the bride's place. So as a groom, I will go to my wife's or fiance place, and the marriage will happen at her doorstep. So
Oh,
this
wow.
is
Brilliant.
going to happen in my marriage. So this lodge or this marriage halls happens only in the cities because they don't have a place and they want to make everything as organized. But in the village area and everything, it happens that the we will go to their house and the marriage will happen in their house. And the marriage continues whole night. Some places it happens in the daytime also, but in our place it happens in the night. It start in the evening 8, 9 or 10 and it will continue till 4, 5 a.m. There's a lot
Oh
of
wow.
rituals and everything is involved.
Oh, so there is the ceremony and then a huge party afterwards.
So it is different. Like there will be some ceremony in the morning, evening at 8 or 9. Then everyone will go for dinner. They will have
Okay.
there is some something like people will stay some places and we will go inside the home. Then there will be rituals. It will happen. Then I will come out. Then my parents will go inside and they will have some rituals with the. Their family and with girl, and then once again I will go in the morning. Then I will come to my home. So it happens. So I
Oh
have to
man.
be in front of her home, or they will arrange something, or we will arrange. But it happens like that. That's why the timing is very important because it should not rain or there will be some barriers and everything. So they will decide a date and then according to that we will go. And how many people are we are trying? Our people will go like thousand people or more than 1,500 people will go in the marriage. So it is like
Wait,
that.
in your marriage?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Over 1,000 people will go to our marriage?
Yes.
How? Who are the people? Like your family is so big.
See my family, my relatives, family, my parents, friends, his and everything, my friends, and then the this is I'm saying we are thinking that 1,500 people will be getting registered in this marriage, but it can be
Oh
more, so
man.
planning should be more for the more people.
I would just say you should be invited to that. I just say that. Tell your parents.
Well, this was going to be my question. Is any part of this actually a public ceremony where anybody can attend? I mean, the actual wedding breakfast, as it's called in England at least, when the families get together and you celebrate the wedding, That, of course, is a private event, but is the actual wedding ceremony in front of a person authorized to conduct it, is that actually a public
It
thing?
does not happen in our country. Like I told you that there is no contract sign and everything. So government has raised that issue, and they have created that after marriage you can get a certificate like you are married. But previously it never happened. And about the people, that all the see all people are will be all the people are invited in the marriage, like in the their relatives or their villagers and everything. Everyone will come to the marriage, and we have a lot of see in India it's culturally different thing, right? So suppose my parents and their grandparents, and they used to have invitations, so those people are also invited, and it is a long list of the people who comes in the marriage and some marriage or some other like a some they do some rituals, yag we call it. So those are the times when you invite your people like to come and be part of that. That's how the relations happens. So this is the way, this is the time when you call all the people whom you know. So that's why the this marriage is very very costlier thing in India. But it depends on the what you are trying to like what you how much you want to spend and how you want to do things. But I believe that 1500 more than 1500 people may come in my marriage. That's why I don't have to worry about that. They will worry about that, how they are going to arrange, how what they will arrange. I have to worry about my clothes, what I want to do, what I want to do after marriage, where I want to go for a honeymoon and everything. So those things I'm taking care of. Apart from that, they will take care of everything.
Well, speaking of, you said an important word, honeymoon. What's assuming that your
What's
future
the
wife,
strategy?
what your future wife will not listen to this, what ideas are sort of floating in your head pertain when it comes to a honeymoon?
Okay, so there is some places in India like Kodaikanal or Ooty or some Nainital in the Himalayas. People they go for honeymoons, or Ladakh, Jammu and Kashmir. So it depends on the weather and condition. And some people what they do, they go to the Maldives. So it depends on the budget, how much you want to spend and all the things. So I still have 5 6 months, so I can do something. So let's see. But yeah, it's going on some planning. But
How
what happens generally the other places I have seen that people after marriage next day they will go for honeymoon and everywhere. But here they don't do this one, because after coming the girls come to the our house, they have to do some rituals, puja and everything. So 1 week after one and a half week after that I can plan, but not immediately that after today I married happen and then I can't go next day to honeymoon like this. So I have to be in home.
And then you will set up home in Bangalore, yeah?
Yes, I'm planning for that also, but I'm thinking that yeah, in November, December, there will be a place for us here,
So
so that is happening.
you've got quite a tumultuous couple of months ahead of you,
Yes,
which
right.
I think I can now sort of, if you put this all into perspective, you have to organize your wedding costumes and what you're going to wear. You have to organize the honeymoon. You will have to organize. You'll have to move out of your, what's it called, a PJ, isn't it?
PG, paying guest.
PG, paying guest. You have to move out of your PG accommodation and find a suitable home for your wife. And you have to do some work. So, I mean, that's quite a lot of things to do. How much does your future wife get involved in all of this? I mean, she's not going to, is she going to choose what you wear? Does she have a say in where you go on your honeymoon? Are you going to have your first debates about discussing these things, or is this all on your shoulders and she has to accept what will be given to her?
Yes. So for the costumes, like we are discussing, like they have certain plans, like our dress should match like this one, that one. You just listen and you say yes to everything. So whatever they say that it don't, you have to say that it should look good for them, right? Not for you. So whatever they say, and it is happening. I have to go and buy things together. And this is for honeymoon part. I have said that let's. I have not given big hope, but it should be something she should not know that it is going to happen. And about the stay and everything, there's nothing like I have to bring her here. Then there will be some plan for that. But I have started doing that. Some of my friends, they live with their wife. I told you last time I joined from one of my friends' home, and he told that he lives in an area where there is a reasonable price and apartments and everything, so I can get a home apartment, not home, and I can
Are
live
you
there.
looking to buy or to rent?
No rent, or not buy. I
Not
don't
buy.
want to buy. I at this stage, I don't have so much money that I can invest in, because I'm not fixed in Bangalore. So if I get a better opportunity to move somewhere else in Delhi or Noida or Pune, I can move. So there should not be such a bondage. But you know that we'd give what you call deposit money when you go for a home. You are giving a rent something 15K every month or 10K, then you give 10 times of rent as a deposit to them. So it's a lot of money, but yeah, it
Yeah,
happens.
it's home ownership is a touchy subject in a lot of countries. Yeah. Okay, right. Well, Igor, we have you and I, we do have the advantage. We actually sort of have a rough idea where Ritesh lives. So even if an invitation is not forthcoming, I think if there's about 1,500 people milling around on this particular day, I don't think you and I will stand out in the crowd too much. So I think if we sort of start planning it now, you speak with Spencer and I speak with Mary, then I think we might just about be able to get there towards the end of the year. On the proviso, of course, that Ritesh's wedding doesn't coincide with your and Mari's wedding celebration. So I think the pair of you need to coordinate this a little bit, yeah? So just make sure that the dates don't collide and that you have enough time to get from LA to northern India and then back to Brazil. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's a good strategy because I can go around, right? I don't have to go to India and come back. I just keep going
Yeah,
and then I get to Brazil.
you just keep heading,
Yeah, that's it.
east. Yeah.
They say the earth is round, right? That's what they still say,
Yeah,
right?
well, it can still be
Let's
flat and
see.
be
Let's
it can
see.
still be flat and still be round, yeah. So I'm not sure about that, yeah. Okay. Isma, I read somewhere this morning that Madonna is going to give a concert in Rio on Saturday with about 1.5 million potential visitors to this concert. It is a free concert. It's going to be on the Copacabana. It's going to be huge. But I also learned in this article that Brazil is one of Madonna's biggest markets, if you want to say it in that way, that she is very, very popular in Brazil. Given your potential forthcoming career as a local politician in Campo Grande, is there anything that you might want to ask Madonna that can help you become a local councillor?
I would ask her to teach people how to be a good entrepreneur, how she has been in all her life to achieve much successful, not only as her career, but as to manage, I suppose, six kids.
Of which
I
I think
think
four
it's
are
something.
adopted, but yeah.
I think it's hard, you know, to manage a career and six kids. But it's
I
not
don't
good
think
that she
she's.
manages
Sorry.
her marriage, because I suppose that he had married maybe three or more times.
I don't
But I wouldn't ask her any advice about this topic.
Okay, so just the art of making a couple of dollars to finance all of this, which I suppose once you've got your first couple of dollars, it becomes easier after that. Yeah, so the more you have, the easier it becomes to accumulate on that. Are you a fan of Madonna? Are you going to watch this on TV?
I used to be, but now I don't listen too much music now.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm certainly going to be on the lookout for it. As she
And
can, yeah.
that's interesting because she was singing in Spanish and English. Yeah, she has some songs in Spanish.
Okay. We're going to stop for a commercial break from one of our sponsors, Isma, and you happen to be this sponsor. Would you like to promote your latest reader project to Ritesh and Sebastian? Is that
Oh, yes, of course.
what we launched? So we take a little jingle, ta-la-la-la-la, and now a message from our sponsor, Isma. It's all yours.
Ritesh and Sebastian. Brida,
Well,
yes?
Igor, well, that's sort of as
Oh, Igor. Okay.
a
Brida has launched a new phase with some project. I suppose now we have three or more. And using the subject, the theme of my discussion with you maybe a month ago, success, Frank, motivate me to launch a success project. So I would like to invite you three to take part in the success project and answer some questions. Initially, you have 10 questions, one by week, and you can give any kind of your suggestions, and maybe you can add some new questions as well. And I hope to see you three in our projects, success project. Thank you.
And that was a message from our sponsor, Isma. Thank you very much for this. So yes, in Java Junctions on Breeder, Isma has launched his success discussion. All you have to do is join Java Junctions, go to success, log, join the group, and Isma will post in weekly intervals for the next 2.5 months. A question which you may answer, you may not answer. You can write as long or as short as you want. You can put a video, you can do anything you want. Just answer the question as best as you can. And then at the end of all of this, Isma and I will create a little booklet, which would be then the breeder guide to success. Everything you wanted to know about finding the key to success. Right. Can we call you Daddy yet, Sebastian?
No,
No.
not
Why
yet.
not? Why not?
Because there is no baby there, so no
Well,
baby
are you looking
for
under your desk? Is there a baby down there?
it. I can't see it. No, not yet. No. Everything is quiet, and so we're just waiting. This
Is
morning.
everything ready to go to the hospital when the time comes? Like, is
Yeah.
everything okay?
For sure, the everything is packed and ready to go. So
Okay.
this morning I woke up at 5 o'clock, can't sleep. So,
Yeah,
good training.
you are already practicing, right?
Yeah, we had some friends of us were here on Saturday, so they got their baby 2 weeks ago, and so we got the feeling how everything starts. You need to find out how to handle everything when she starts crying in this case. And so yeah, it was a good outlook, but yeah,
Okay.
every
Isma.
kid child is different.
Isma, you have a question.
Sebastian said that he can take part in, but I suppose that you are free, can participate a lot because I suppose not. I'm sure that you are a free example of successful man because Igor moved to Los Angeles, got a promotion, got married. And Ritesh is in the process to get married as well. And Sebastian is a successful man in his career. And now we can see that he's been successful as well in her family because his family is getting big. And I suppose that you can publish it for our community. Your witness, your testimony of how to be successful.
Well, that
Including
was a political statement if ever I heard one. Yes.
your private career and yes, your familiar
What do you want,
sign
Smart?
of life.
Nice try, Isma. Nice try.
What do you want?
What a nice transition, you know, what a nice transition, huh? To this topic.
You woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Did Claudia notice this, or is this training to be selective to do a training in selective hearing that when the baby does cry, by some miracle you become tone deaf and Claudia has to get up and do all the work?
Yeah, I see it as a training. Maybe it's good that she was sleeping and that we woke up to di at different times. But yeah, no, she was sleeping, and I haven't told her yet that I woke up this morning. But yeah, I
Well,
think it's normal.
I think us four people here will have no problem being kind enough to support you in your endeavor and tell her that you were awake at 5 o'clock in the morning, ready to jump at the first scream that your daughter will produce to say, "Daddy, I'm hungry. Give me something to drink." And it had better be.
Problem is, I don't have a milk bar.
Yeah,
But
there
okay.
are. There are, you know, other milk bottles are available, yeah, not the
Yeah,
natural one,
that's
but
right.
you can of course use formula and have it in the fridge, yeah.
It was, you know, yeah, maybe. But we had a really funny moment. When was it? On Sunday. We were at a communion. What is the English word?
At a communion.
Communion, okay. And at the end, everybody said to Claudia, "Good luck and all the best." And I said, "Don't think too much just on her. What's going on with her? Also, you also have to think about me. What's going on with me during this process, okay?" And the women were looking at me, and I felt a lot of flesh on me, you know, which goes to me. So I think I would suggest when we are in the hospital that they need to care more also for the father and not only for the woman, you know.
So what would you like the hospital to do for you?
I think they need to care also better for the ongoing fathers, you know, because that's also I think it's not a joke, not completely, because I was talking to my friends and how they experienced the birth or
The birth.
how the child was born, and you know when the wife is. You know, when you have this process of getting your baby and when they are not talking to you at the end, I think that's also a really critical moment. And yeah, to communicate better, you know, not telling a long story when there is no time, but explain it a little bit more what's ongoing. And that was also a moment, you know, when they got their baby and it was they put it away. And put a mask on it to get oxygen into it.
Oh,
And
okay.
they had no idea what's going on, you know, and you get the feeling, okay, what is going on? Huh? And that is something, it was a joke at the beginning a little bit, but that makes sense to give a short information about what they are doing, and that you're not laying or staying there, and you don't know
Well,
what's going on. Huh?
it sounds quite serious. If they don't have the time to communicate and they
Yeah.
whip an oxygen mask on this poor kid's mouth and nose, that must have been a very close call. So I take it you will be there from beginning to end. Yes, you will stand by Claudia's side and.
I try to, yes. Maybe, you know, I wake up when I cross the
The threshold.
yeah, and then I get boah, ohnmächtig, was ist das?
You'll become unconscious.
Ah, unconscious, genau. And then I'm, you know, I'm passing away for some hours. Maybe I
Oh,
don't know, but
you're passing
I
out.
try to
You're passing out. If you
passing
pass
out, not
away,
away.
pass away is fairly permanent. Passing out
Yeah,
is more
okay.
temporary. The
You
feeling
never
is
know.
the same, but the time is a bit longer or shorter.
I try to. I try to.
Have you bought cigars for everybody in there?
No. That's, you know, I will smoke a cigar. We will have some beer after it, but no cigars. No.
No cigars. No Cuban cigars are in your household. Very
It's
disappointing.
not necessary.
Okay, so you, of course, Sebastian, are light years ahead of Ritesh and Igor, and that you are about to become daddy, and that this whole 9 month period when this baby was developing, which totally surprised Igor that it takes so long. This was before you joined us. So Igor's, I think Igor's idea of a baby is you just click on a button, it's downloaded through the internet, yeah, and then it's sort
I expected more from Germany. I
of.
expected more.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is it not efficient? More efficient? How is it, Sebastian?
Good
What are you guys
idea, good
doing?
idea. I think we need to improve it a little
Why are you guys not optimizing
bit. Yeah. We would do
it?
it
I'm disappointed.
if it would be possible. Can imagine, yeah.
So, in view of any potential optimization processes and efficiency drives in the baby development department of a country with a deep, it's probably the reason why the population is going back, because the only way Germany is increasing is through emigration. Yeah. So maybe your call to optimizing and improving the baby developing process, you might have something going there for you, Igor. But until that all happens, Sebastian. Ritesh and Igor are still to experience what you have just gone through. Yeah. Do you have a word of advice for them?
Not really.
I have a question.
Yeah,
Ritesh, go ahead.
yeah. So, see, maybe we all are men here, and we don't know the experience. But someone is listening this conversation, then they can say that what silly they are talking. But the question is that I have heard from my friends and all that during this pregnancy period, like there's a lot of mood swing, and you get a lot of things. And they tell everything, and they shout and everything. So, do you think it is the fair thing to say that during this pregnancy, women get a little what do you call? I'm not getting a right word, but they try to say more things, and they get very moody at a
Very,
time.
very emotional, very emotional.
Yes.
The hormones go crazy,
Yeah.
and women's personalities changes and all sorts of weird and wonderful. I mean, not that we understand women on the outset, but it just seems to get worse during the 9 months. Is this your experience, Sebastian?
No, not really. Not really. I think she is or was not more emotional. No, not really. I don't see a difference to 9 months before. If you ask me what has changed as a general question, I have no idea. So yes, you have this big belly. That's clear. And at the moment it is, it grew over the last 2 weeks.
It maximized. That's
exploded.
nice.
Yeah, it maximized.
That's a nice efficient term, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see ego, it's beginning to
Yeah.
work.
Okay. Yeah. But at the end, no. She was not crying a lot of times. No, not really. And she didn't eat crazy stuff. Not really. No.
Okay.
And what are the arrangements once the babe comes to the house? So are both of you take care, or is like someone coming over to help? What are the arrangements?
So yes, I will have 3 weeks holidays from the beginning on, and so yeah, we will have
You have a midwife.
a midwife that is coming every day at the beginning to us, visiting us, and yeah, and after 1 year and 2 months, she will work again. That's the plan, and I take over. I have 4 months parents leave, so when it comes to the really important things, so that our baby has to go to the childhood, then I'm responsible. We will see what's happening.
Oh my God.
Yeah, which is the hard part, right? It's the hard part. The first months are easy. They just have to be fed every hour and
But yeah, we will see if I'm able to handle it. But everybody's just telling me, so, this small child will, yeah, good question. Wird dich um den Finger wickeln?
it'll wrap you around her thumb,
Ah,
the finger,
yeah,
yeah.
that was what everybody was talking to me, or what they said to me.
What's the expression?
To wrap somebody around their thumb or their little finger or their finger. I'm not quite sure exactly how it goes, but basically, flattery will get you everywhere, or flirting will get you everywhere, or something along those lines. That Claudia's daughter, no, not Claudia, Claudia and Sebastian's daughter will just have to twinkle with her eyes, and both of them will melt and do anything, everything she wants. From day one until the day she moves out and beyond as well. Yeah.
And it also means that when I have to take her to the childhood, every day I have to cry in front of the childhood. So that will be the result at the end,
Okay.
Okay, we will see.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting. Might be exciting to expect a baby.
Yeah.
So in 2045, your daughter will be 21 years old.
Yeah.
Isma, 2045, you and I will be walking around on our Zimmer frames, in our 80s, if we're lucky. So we're not going to explore that option. Mitesh, 28 plus 25 is 46. Any idea, any figment of any information or imagination of what you might be doing when Sebastian's daughter will turn 21?
Okay, so
Mm-hmm.
I will not wait for so long to have kids. So maybe 2 3 years after marriage. Okay, so yeah, my son, and if the education system is like that, then he might be in high school and doing he or she, like it don't doesn't matter. And after that, I don't know if I live in Bangalore because it is getting very crowded. But you don't know the economic situation and if the technology is as good as I can see right now, then I might be working from home, or if I have saved enough, I might not be working. Like there is a concept is going on that you don't wait for retirement, you make your retirement. So you don't have to work for 50, 60. You can have some money, decent money, and then you can work. So I don't know that if government is going to pay for my kids, or there will be having a universal basic income or something like that. But yeah, I see that in this time, like I will be living a good life and having kids.
How many children do you want to have,
So
Rico?
I want 2 kids, but it depends on the mothers also, right? If she want more or only one, that's fine. But we should have consultation and we should agree on the number. But it happens. Actually, you know that in some family in India, like especially in my parents, they were looking for a girl child. Like we are 3 brothers, so they were waiting for the third should be a girl. Then there should not be any kid. Then my sister is youngest one. So it happens. Like some people want girls, some people don't want. Especially our society is male dominated and patriarchy, something like that. Some people they look for girls because they say that these are Lakshmi, like goddess of wealth and all the things that should come in the house. If one generation you don't have daughter, then there will be something happening in your something like that. So they look for daughter. So sometimes you have 2 kids and your parents say that, no, I want one more. No, nothing like that. Then we have to plan for one. It
Ego.
happens. It happens. I'm saying truth. Like it happens in every Indian family that they say that if you say that, I know after this kid, I'm getting a sterilization, something like that. The women's get operation, something like that, or man. So they will start crying. They will start making a whole big of all the relatives, family. They will come in home. They will start giving gyan and knowledge that no, you should have extra kid, like this one, that one. And then it happens. But I generally I'm thinking about 2 kids, but I don't know in the future.
We will maybe see. Igor, the clock is ticking. You have 4 minutes to wrap this show up. With any philosophical thoughts about your life in 21 years from now?
I have no idea. I don't think it will be very different, but yeah, I plan to have kids the most I can.
Yeah, because your part is so
Mari's
easy
looking
in
at
all
me
of this.
and yeah, I don't think two is it's good enough. I'm looking for three or four.
Okay.
yeah, or five, who knows? I want to live in a rural place with a lot of animals, with a huge family, a lot of good food, and a cozy home to live. That's my life plan.
I would like to think that maybe all of us will stay in contact and be able to meet again and figure out what actually has happened, whether Ritesh will have achieved his retirement, whether Ismar and I are still walking around in Zimmer friends, or we've decided to throw in the can and just call it a day, whether Sebastian and Claudia's daughter has wrapped them around her little finger. And whether you, Igor, have managed to convince Mari to produce that much life in a period of relatively short time, yeah, and live in a rural place with lots of animals, yeah. So
Yeah.
maybe we can
Yeah,
do
I'm working on that. I'll just say Ritesh mentioned the Indian families, they expect to have girls, and my mom, she had six men. six men, so throughout her life, so she didn't have one single girl.
There's no pressure on you then at all to produce girls, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And she always says she didn't want girls. She always wanted the boys, so
Well, okay.
maybe
Well,
she would be considered, I don't know, cursed in India, something like
okay.
that.
Well, maybe you can optimize that process a little more in California or in Brazil, wherever the first child decides to say hello. Igor,
Yes.
you have the last word.
I just want to say thank you for being on board to like for all this time. Like I think it's 1.5 years maybe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm still here. Like so I'm not moving away or anything, so like feel free to reach out if you guys want to chat about something. I won't be able to attend the meeting regularly anymore, but yeah, I'm here to chat whenever you guys want to chat. And yeah, I always tell everyone that I'm very lucky. Like I don't like the word success because it can mean like 1,000 different things, but I attribute my success in quotes, right? For being lucky enough to find good people throughout my journey in different phases of my life. And yeah, like I see you guys as like, I am very lucky to have met you guys in the right moment and be like with you guys throughout this time. So thank you. That's what I want to say.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Igor. The world is a small place. The communication
Yeah, it is.
is improving. We will always stay in some contact, somehow, some way. That is no problem. Right. So, gentlemen, unless I hear otherwise, unless I hear a call, please, 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 Frank, we will do everything and continue. This has been the last group journey. It's been, well, actually started as the Tuesday get together, and then Igor decided it was a dumb name, and I agree with him, and then he called it Brew Journey. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for a fantastic ride. Most of it has been recorded. Most of it is available in the podcast section of Breeder. I'm certainly going to treasure this one because it just shows that when you build a relationship, and the only two people whom I've met, or the only person who I've met physically, is Sebastian. The others of us, we have never met in 3D, face-to-face, physical environment. But it kind of shows me that if you have a good conversation and you build a rapport, then you can actually sort of become something between an acquaintance and a friend online. It is possible. It's not easy, but it is possible. So, gentlemen,
Great.
with that, thank you very much. I will see you at various stages in various places. Take care.
All the
Au
best to all of you.
revoir. All the
Bye
best, Igor, and
bye. Bye bye. See
take
you guys
care.
in India.
Bye.
Oh, bye bye.